Australia has extended its ban on live sheep exports until the end of September. Trade was meant to resume 3 weeks earlier, but the Department of Agriculture says exporting the animals any earlier would be a welfare risk. Bridget Fitzgerald has the story.
I've got a buyer looking at 600 sheep today. I hope I can get through in time to cancel it, stop him buying them.
Peter Boyle runs about 5,500 sheep on his property at York in Western Australia, about 100 kilometres east of Perth. Since the live export trade was halted 8 weeks ago, he hasn't been able to sell his stock.
What is the point of us doing, the shipping companies and all the organisations that have been involved in putting observers on the boat, vets on the boat, doing all this studies, having reduced stocking densities, exceptionally low death rates? They've just ignored it all.
Graphic images of sheep dying from heat stress on board a live export ship operated by Perth-based company Emmanuel Exports hit the media in April last year, and exporters agreed they needed to address the problem, announcing a three-month moratorium during the Northern Hemisphere summer from June to August this year. The Department of Agriculture later stepped in to regulate the ban. The federal government's McCarthy Review recommended a reduction in the number of animals on ships, an independent regulator, and tougher penalties for welfare breaches. Mark Harvey-Sutton is the chief executive of the Australian Livestock Exporters Council.
Industry has demonstrated its willingness to change, adjust, and adapt. And that was signified as well by our decision to implement a moratorium in June, July, August.
But now the department has extended that moratorium until the 22nd of September, concluding the risk of heat stress for sheep during most of September was still too high. Mark Harvey-Sutton says every week that goes by without exports threatens Australia's markets.
What we would like to see is a science-based decision around shipments outside of that period. And that's what we believe we put forward, and that's why we are disappointed that perhaps our views haven't been taken on board.
But the RSPCA backs the extension. The organisation's chief scientist, Dr. Bitter Jones, says the RSPCA recognises the live sheep trade has improved, but will continue to campaign for its permanent closure.
In the long term, the only way to ensure the welfare of sheep is not to export them live to the Middle East, and we continue to press for an end to those long-haul live sheep exports.
And that's RSPCA Chief Scientist Dr. Bitter Jones, ending that report by Bridget Fitzgerald.